Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, deep behind enemy lines. Broadcasting from the InfoWars studio, I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today, tomorrow, and the next day. Of course, Alex is getting set for his big Super Bowl of all 9/11 conferences taking place in Los Angeles this weekend, and I sure hope you folks have got your tickets are going to be there. You're not going to want to miss this, but I'm really looking forward to meeting everybody out there, and very proud and very honored to sit in for Alex Jones for the next couple of days. Of course, my show airs right after Alex's every day, right on this very network. My website, jackblood.com. We're about to have Glenn Spencer up from AmericanBorderControl.com. Somebody called in earlier, asked about the NAFTA Superhighway. And this is some editorial from Jerome Corsi about the NAFTA Highway. Now he's on board. Finally, we're starting to get people to listen to us. Quietly but systematically, the Bush administration is advancing the plan to build a huge NAFTA superhighway, four football fields wide, through the heart of the United States along Interstate 35, from the Mexican border at Laredo, Texas, to the Canadian border north of Duluth, Minnesota. Once complete, the new road will allow containers from the Far East to enter the United States through the Mexican port of Lázaro Cárdenas, bypassing the Longshoremen's Union in the process. The Mexican trucks, without involvement of the Teamsters Union, will drive on what will be the nation's most modern highway straight into the heart of America. The Mexican trucks will cross the border in fast lanes, checked only electronically by the new Sentry system. The first customs stop will be a Mexican customs office in, you guessed it, Kansas City. Their new smart port complex, a facility being built for Mexico, cost at least $3 million to the U.S. taxpayers in Kansas City. As incredible as the plan seems, the first Trans-Texas Corridor segment of the NAFTA Superhighway is ready to begin construction, actually under construction. Various U.S. government agencies, dozens of state agencies, scores of private NGOs, non-governmental organizations, have been working behind the scenes to create the NAFTA Superhighway, despite the lack of comment on the plan by your own very presidential Bush. The American public is largely asleep to this key piece of the coming North American Union that government planners in the new trilateral regions of the United States, Canada, and Mexico are about to drive into reality. Joining us now to comment on this and other issues as it pertains to the coming American Union, our problems at the border, is none other than Glenn Spencer of AmericanPatrol.com, AmericanBorderControl.com. Glenn, good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's an incredible story, isn't it?
It sure is. Well, what's incredible about it is how many years we've been talking about this, Glenn. Finally, it seems some people in the mainstream media, or lamestream media as I call it, are starting to take this seriously, the loss of our sovereignty.
Well, we first coined the phrase cocaine corridor about 11 years ago when we first heard about this. And actually, we've been tracking it for a number of years. I had thought that they had dropped the idea because I hadn't seen any reports.
Well, you just beat right to the chase, don't you, Glenn?
Right.
Cocaine corridor, because you know what? When we're talking about the war on terror, when we're talking about the security state, when we're talking about breaking down borders, building the NAFTA superhighway, you better believe it's about drugs.
Oh, there's no question about it. You're hooking up America to the most corrupt, drug-ridden country on the planet, and they want to speed up the process of La Reconquista, the invasion of the United States from south of the border. That's what this is all about.
Well, it
and,
must,
you know,
it must be
nice. Information requests to put in to expose Mr. Bush's plan to dissolve the borders of the United States. This is what this is all about.
It must be nice to sit, destroy your own country
That's
with
correct.
Corruption and then just go move into another country when you've completely devastated your original country. It must be nice to be able to do that. Here we are trying to defend ourselves and our families and our way of life against this very issue. Glenn Spencer will be coming back with us, talk about some of the personal experiences he's had on this border, why we need to stand up for a secure border and to stop this regional government. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, Genesis Communications Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have Glenn Spencer sitting in with us today for the next hour. We're going to go to some of your calls here in just a bit. Glenn Spencer's website, AmericanBorderPatrol.com, AmericanPatrol.com. And Glenn has been very active in taking matters into his own hands, doing the work that our government won't do. Okay, we hear the Mexicans are supposed to come here. The illegal aliens are coming here to do the work that Americans don't want to do. Well, Glenn Spencer and those like him are doing the work that our government won't do, our federal or state governments won't do. Glenn, for people who haven't heard you before, I've heard you on the air many times, give people a synopsis of what you've been doing, what you're all about.
Well, almost 15 years ago, I took early retirement to throw myself into this illegal immigration issue. There were a number of reasons for it. One, you know, it crept up on me. I saw it going on in California. I began doing research, began putting out a newsletter. The more I learned about it, the uglier the picture became, and I was just compelled to stay with it. I worked in California for about 11 years fighting this problem. It only got worse. 4 years ago, I decided to come right down here to the front lines, saying that, you know, a good general picks his battlefield, and I believe this is the best battlefield we have right now. It's right on the border. I started American Border Patrol. It was dedicated to bringing the story of the border to the American people. And I got my lead from a gal by the name of Muriel Watson, who in 1989 started her Light Up the Border project down in San Diego, where one night she and 24 friends took their cars down to the border and turned on their lights, and you could see people scurrying. And a year later, they had 1,500 cars lined up lighting up the border. Now, that's what led to the fence in San Diego. And I went down and talked to Muriel, and I said, you lit up the border. You caused the people, you brought the focus on the border right here, and now you have this very successful barrier. I said, maybe we could use the Internet to bring to light up the border all along the border. And that was almost 7 years ago. And she said, that's a good idea. And that's why I came down to Arizona. We began using technology, UAVs, ground sensors, etc., to bring the story to the American people via the Internet and via AmericanBorderPatrol.com, and we continue that today.
And the fact of the matter is, this works. I mean, the fences don't really work. You can climb over them. You can cut through them. You can dig under them. I mean, you got to have a force, a presence there that generally makes them go around it.
Well, you have to have both. That fence in San Diego with the Border Patrol people there, with the technology there, has cut illegal immigration for that 14-mile segment by 95%.
My point is the fence alone doesn't work.
Not alone. No, you cannot have it because they'll just blow it up. But it does stop them. It slows them down to the point where you can get in and make your apprehensions. But you've got to have that barrier, that physical barrier, because it's proven to work.
You've also done a lot of work, to my knowledge, about testing the security of the border. I mean, here we are living in this police state, this security industrial complex here, and it's always, well, you know, it's 9/11. Everything's changed since 9/11. Well, nothing's changed on the border since 9/11, has it?
Well, a couple of years ago, after listening to Representative Culberson on the radio, he's a representative from Texas, say that the Al-Qaeda had already come across the border and established a presence along the border, I used that as an opening to do what we'd wanted to do for a long time. I had my two guys, who are just terrific. I asked them, I said, can you build a simulated weapon of mass destruction, like a nuclear suitcase bomb? They said, sure. And I said, can you sneak it into Mexico and then bring it back up, sneak it past the Border Patrol, and then videotape the whole thing? And they said, sure. So they built a simulated suitcase nuclear weapon with the nuclear symbols and chemical and biological symbols on it, very large. They then put it in a large backpack, went into Mexico, then turned around and with a night vision camera taped and narrated their whole trip up past the Border Patrol, up the San Pedro River, up and into Tucson, Arizona, and right up to the front door of the federal building in Tucson. And we taped it. I put it online, streaming video. And Ignacio Ibarra, a reporter in Tucson, called me. He saw that. He said, Spencer, did you really do that? And he knows me. I'm a man of my word. And I said, Nacho, you better believe we did it exactly that way. So he wrote the story, and it hit the AP wire service. And so the next day, I had TV crews down here. Now, the funny thing is, they said, hey, this is broad daylight. They said, show us what you did. So we went down during broad daylight with a backpack, stepped over the fence into Mexico. Then we took it all the way up to the highway with them following us. And they said, well, thank you very much. We'll go do this story about what you did. And I said, by the way, we just did it again, didn't we?
Yeah, even after it had been covered, and supposedly at this point, if they were unaware that the border was wide open, you could sneak anything you want over it. Even after that, you were able to do it yet again.
We did it again the next week. I went on television. I said, we're going to do it again. We went to the same place. Now, this isn't some remote area. This is the main human smuggling corridor. The Border Patrol knows it. Everybody knows it. The San Pedro River is Highway 101 into the United States. We went back a week later, we did it again. Then when the Minutemen were finished here about a year ago, they said, oh, we've got these new cameras and sensors. Man, we're in good shape. We did it again. Right underneath their noses.
Yeah. Well, no, because they're spending too much time watching the citizens of Ohio trying to stop crime or sending in National Guard to keep the peace in New Orleans to actually watch the borders. I mean, this is the essence of hypocrisy.
Well, see, they were so upset that we would use this the San Pedro River at night to smuggle this thing in. But you know how they stopped it? They posted it that citizens can't go in there at night anymore.
I'm a terrorist. I'm a terrorist.
Illegal.
I saw a sign, I turned around. Is that what you're telling me? And let's be, you know, real here. Obviously, if there are any Al-Qaeda terrorists who aren't actually employed by the Global Intelligence Services trying to sneak something over the border, they wouldn't have been so obvious as you guys were. So they would have been even more sneaky and have even a better chance to sneak something in.
They can bring it in. Anything they want can come across that border at any time. You have to understand.
That you know, this begs the question. We're getting a little off topic. We're going to go back to you know, the Pan-American Union, which we brought you on to talk about. But that begs the question, if this is true, if our ports are insecure, if our borders are insecure, why the heck haven't we been hit by any terrorists, soft or hard targets, in the last 5 years?
Well, you know, the terrorists conduct warfare in a very unconventional way. Normally, when you have a war, you have all of your resources out there. You have your people. You have to fight because you can't just let them sit there. That's because when we deployed our troops over into the Middle East 4 years ago, we had to start the war. These guys can set their own timetable, right? And just at the moment when we're least concerned about it, that's when they're going to hit us. They are going to hit us. So
I guess we have to define who they are, and certainly if you've listened to this show enough, you pretty much know where we're coming from on that one. Okay,
right.
But I mean, it's amazing to think with these open borders and open ports, before 9/11, our intelligence services, our police services were completely incompetent, and 9/11 happened, and by 9/12, they were so competent that nothing has ever happened. Not one rogue or stray terrorist has been able to hit a sporting event or a town or a market or a mall. None of this. It's all been, of course, snatched up, and because now, magically, the next day, our global intelligence services and police services are doing such a great job, even as you say, while the borders are wide open.
Having some impact, but I have an idea also that the other side is just because we see this. I live this. I live on the border, right? I can see how open it is. That they're not serious about it. You know, they're supposed to send the National Guard down here. Remember that?
Yeah.
There's no National Guard down here.
Yeah, that was a big story. What was that, about 2 months ago, Glenn?
June 1st,
6,000 National Guardsmen?
June 1st.
And what happened?
June 1st, we're going to send 6,000 National Guard to the border June 1st.
And what happened?
They're not here. So we have an airplane. It's Cessna TU-206. It's equipped to monitor. We fly the border. We're flying the border this morning all the way over to New Mexico line. We inspected the whole thing. There's no National Guard there. We went over to California. We inspected the entire Arizona-Mexico border from the air. And we're just not amateurs. We know what to look for. We know what's out of place. We know when the military is there. We know what's there usually and what isn't. They're not there.
Speaking of amateurs, our governor here in Texas has put together a plan to put internet surveillance cameras on the border. What would be wrong with that plan in your eyes?
You know, listen. If you read the El Paso Times when that story first broke, they gave us credit for coming up with the idea last year.
Why is it that I trust you and myself and my listeners to watch those cameras and not my government?
Well, you know, I think the governor was a little sloppy in his introduction of that concept. I would not turn this over to the general public. I would have people screened to look at these things. And one of the reasons you have them screened is that if anybody can see where these people are, there are bandidos who will come down and rob and rape and murder these people. So you just can't have that on the, these people should call us. We know what we're doing. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you guys are the professionals. You guys.
Go ahead.
You guys are the professionals. You have all the experience.
That's correct.
And here's the problem. I mean, when we look at the first defense of our border, it's the Border Patrol agents. We can give them technology. We can give them anything we want, but they are allegedly the first defense. And the corruption involved, the payoffs and bribes and extortion and corruption of these border security guards just is boggling to my mind.
Well, we're seeing that. You know, the Border Patrol supervisors that I've talked to, they do have what they call dirty agents.
And the good ones, no one listens to them, Glenn.
Right.
I mean, we know that. We'll come right back. More with Glenn Spencer right after this, folks. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. This is the GCN Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects. At a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex is setting up his giant 9/11 conference in Los Angeles. Hope to see everybody there. Glenn Spencer is with us from AmericanBorderPatrol.com, AmericanPatrol.com, where you can take a look at what's going on the border for yourself. And, Glenn, you're a great American, and we just wish we had more people like you. One of the things you saw from the very beginning, something the Patriots have been talking about now for the last 5-10 years, is regional government as it pertains to this continent, the Pan-American Union, the American Union, the end game, the fact that this isn't about the illegal aliens or even the illegal immigrants, any term you like, migrant phenomenon, whatever it's going to be. This isn't about people doing the jobs that we don't want to do, cleaning our houses or picking our cotton. This is about something much bigger, the consolidation of power. If you could speak to that for us.
Well, that is correct. It's called regionalism. It's called globalism. I have said for years the United States is being sacrificed on the altar of globalism. Recently, Congressman Tancredo has demanded that the Bush administration fully disclose this new trilateral agreement with Mexico and Canada that could lead to a North American Union. With no authorization from Congress, no discussion, they are planning to dissolve the United States of America.
In fact, right now, Jerry Corsi, who I'm sure you're aware of, is putting together FOIA requests to expose the plans for the North American Union. Bush superstate documents are sought. You can get that story at prisonplanet.com. What do you think's in these superstate documents?
Well, basically, it is the development of a common security perimeter, beginning at the Mexico southern border and Canada's northern border, which is the North Pole, and to meld the three nations into a common market, working through the North American Free Trade Agreement mechanism, which, of course, was a disaster, which, of course, was designed, and they promised that it would end illegal immigration. They now tout that what Mexico is our second or third largest trading partner. What a crock. We don't trade with Mexico. We trade with ourselves. We send parts down to Mexico where they are put in, they're put together into complete units and shipped back here. Mexico provides less than 2%, other than labor, of the products that go into NAFTA, into this trade. It is called, economists call it an entrepot. It is a joke. It is a lie. And I have proposed that far from being building a highway, what we should demand is that all of those plants along the border, those maquiladoras plants, be picked up and moved to the southern part of Mexico where the people, the natural resources are, that no product should come into the United States by truck. It should all come in by ship.
Is it fair to say that if President Bush would have told the American people that he was going to consolidate power, create a North American Union, he would not have carried a single red state? You believe that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
How are they going to get away with this?
Because the backlash is building against this move by the Senate, which was essentially paving the way for this effort. This was an effort by the Senate of the United States to underwrite the dissolution of the United States. That's what they tried to do.
Yeah. Do you believe that then this is just a beta test to see how we're going to react to this? That in a sense, they want us to know about this to see how we're going to react so that they can start putting their spin cycle together in order to get us on board here?
Well, you know, they have been so successful for the past 20 years in pulling this off. I think they were guilty of a little overconfidence. And I believe they, especially Senator Spector, thought they could pull this off. And they didn't. And now the backlash is building. And now the political consequences in the People's House of Representatives are building. And we saw it in California.
So we're going to see it in Idaho. Then here's the next question.
Utah.
If you don't think this is going to go through, and I'd like to believe you, though I didn't think CAFTA would go through until I saw them rig that vote, and that's exactly what they needed to set this American Union up. Of course, they needed the FTAA to set up the Pan-American Union, which is certainly going to be the next step, encompassing
right.
the entire hemisphere here. But if you don't think they can get away with it, what do you think? Let's just go ahead and use some hypotheticals here, Glenn. What do you think that they're going to need in order to sell this to the people? I mean, now do we need a terrorist event? What are we going to need? I'm going to ask you that when we come back. Glenn Spencer with us, AmericanBorderPatrol.com. We're also going to go to your calls right after we come back from this commercial break. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show, GZN Radio Network.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Some of what we want to know about these super state, quote-unquote, documents that FOIA requests are being put for right now is the partnership, the membership lists. Documents, meeting minutes, meeting agendas, meeting schedules, as well as findings, reports, presentations, or memorandums. In other words, who are the working groups, the task force associated with this partnership with internal, external, intra-agency memorandums to put this together, this Pan-American Union, this American Union, this regional government, all of this, again, being done at the executive branch below the radar, like so much is being done by Bush today, which is exactly why, don't impeach him, censor him. Probably censor all presidents so that they can't write these executive orders and do all of this right under our noses without the authorization of the people of Congress. Glenn Spencer is with us today, AmericanBorderPatrol.com. Glenn, before I went to break, and I want to get to some of these calls here, before I went to break, I asked you, hypothetically, what's it going to take? Does the economy have to crash? Do we have to have another terrorist incident? What's it going to take for Bush to get this through to the red states and to the rest of us?
Well, what they'll do is what they have been doing in the past. They will throw in the towel on the amnesty thing. They will continue this border sham. They will continue to allow people to flood north to the point where it just is irreversible. They will wait another 3 to 4 years, and then they will try it again. And this time they will say, there's nothing we can do. It is a fait accompli. That's what they're going to do.
Do you think?
I can go into great detail on how this has been done in the past years, and the fact that Bush had been in office only 1 week 6 years ago, when I pointed out that he was an open borders advocate. He was pushing the same agenda that the Clinton administration was.
Who were pushing the same agenda that Bush Sr. was pushing, yeah.
And Bush Sr., not so much Bush Sr., but certainly Clinton. Under Clinton, the Border Patrol and INS was turned over to the Ford Foundation. And Bush allowed that to continue.
Did I hear you correctly? The border security was turned over to the Ford Foundation?
Oh, absolutely. The man in charge of policy and planning for the INS, Robert Bach, got his job after spending 7 years working for the Ford Foundation. And, of course, his boss, Doris Meissner, who headed up the INS, is now linked with the Migration Policy Institute, which is the CFR. She was on the task force of the CFR that recommended this union and the dissolution of our borders by the year 2010. She was on that task force. She ran the Border Patrol and INS under Bill Clinton, and she was doing that then. And I tried to point out to people that she was a traitor. I did this 11 years ago. And you can go to my website, you can see, just type in traitor and Meissner, and you'll see that I did this 11 years ago. I knew what she was up to. But I thought Brother George Bush would be different. He's worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what they sold. It's not what we got. Unfortunately, it's a giant Ponzi scheme that
right.
People like you and myself and others saw through immediately. But again, it's good that the mainstream media is finally starting to recognize this and bringing this to the attention of Americans who want nothing to do with this. And, well, I guess it's just not the liberals and the Democrats that are against Bush now. Final question. I'm going to go right to these calls. Speaking of the Democrats or the Demopublicans, would they have a better chance pushing this through than the Republicrats?
Well, absolutely, because, you know, the Democrats have clearly been open borders advocates and don't mind dissolving the nation. That has been their agenda. They are globalists, even more so than Republicans. But yes, it would be easier for a democratically headed government and Congress to push this through.
And their base would sit and watch it all happen.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-259-9231. Try to stay on topic if you can, again, about the coming Orwellian superstate, NAFTA highway, border issues. Paula in Florida, thank you for calling in and holding so long. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Paula, do we have you? She's sleeping. Can you hear her? Turn that up a little bit. Paula, no soup for you. Let's go to Tim in Texas. Tim, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Long time no see. I want you to put a face with this voice. I met you at the last place you were working at about a year and a half ago. I came out and did some recording of some songs.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Okay, I do, yes.
I was the one that came out there, and I'm always the one screaming about Agenda 21.
At least you're not snoring, okay?
No, I'm not snoring. That's what I was laughing about.
Well,
hey,
Agenda 21 fits nicely into this conversation, Tim, what did you want to talk to Glenn about?
I would really like to make a couple of statements, and then I would like to get Glenn's, since he's the border guy, that's what I call him the border guy. I'd like to get his take on this. In Chapter 26 of Agenda 21, the name of the chapter is Recognizing and Strengthening the Role of Indigenous People and Their Communities.
Right.
We all know that the Mexicans consider the southern United States their indigenous land.
Yeah.
We know that already. In part of this chapter it says, Indigenous people and their communities shall enjoy the full measure of human rights and fundamental freedoms without hindrance or discrimination. That's in Chapter 26.1. Chapter 26.3, Subsection 7b, Establishment of Arrangements to Strengthen the Active Participation of Indigenous People and Their Communities in the National Formation of Policies, Laws, and Programs Relating to Resource Management and other development processes that may affect them. In other words, we are bound by this and the Human Rights Treaty that Bill Clinton signed on December 10th, 1998, to we are bound by these treaties and
is that true, Glenn, to the best of your knowledge?
It went a little fast. I was listening. As far as the treaty is concerned, of course we're bound by a treaty. What treaty are we talking about?
We're talking about the human rights treaties that we, the United Nations human rights treaties, which Executive Order 13107.
Right. Basically what Tim is saying, through the United Nations, through these human rights treaties, that the Mexicans or anybody that comes over the border, indigenous people is the key phrase here, have full rights to just go anywhere they want. This is their homeland. Is that basically what you're getting at?
We still have a court of law in the United States, and I don't think that's ever been tested. Clearly we are enforcing our borders. Clearly we if that were the case, you'd have people with the Southern Poverty Law Center, MALDEF, and the National Council of La Raza challenging these apprehensions, and they're not doing it.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good point. But, Tim, we'll look into that. Hey, man, thanks for the call. You keep the faith. Let's go to Chad in Iowa. Chad, wake up. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, I didn't really have anything on topic.
You got your radio on, Chad?
No, I do have an FM radio antenna in my backyard, though.
Okay.
I was just kind of curious if you've heard anything about the Bill Gates money giveaway, because that kind of really concerned me, and I just kind of made me raise an eyebrow.
Well, we spoke about the Ford Foundation, these tax-free foundations like the Carnegie, the Rockefeller Foundations. Go ahead and pipe him down for a second. We'll try to get this out here. The Gates, the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation holds roughly $50 billion. Their primary goal is to vaccinate the world. What do you know about this, Glenn? Anything?
Well, you know, just as much as anybody else. I've never seen anything as far as Bill Gates is concerned that smacks of a political agenda. And thank goodness, I was afraid which way he would go. You know, if he got back this, if I'm behind this North American Union, we might as well bend over and kiss it goodbye.
Well, I mean, it depends on how you classify something political. I mean, he is working with the communist Chinese to censor people's internet and write programs to do the very same thing here in this country, since he has the monopoly on our home computers. So, call that political, don't call it political. Actually, I think the vaccination thing is probably much worse than some of the technological.
Well, he doesn't have a monopoly on me because I'm a Macintosh man.
Just wait. That'll be next week, okay?
Right.
Hey, Chad, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, man, y'all's show is unbelievable, and I've been listening constantly, but I had a quick question. It is a little off topic, but I'm going to make it quick. The net neutrality issue, it's coming up for vote.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know how you guys felt about it and how it relates to the whole master plan, because clearly it's going to limit traffic and censor certain elements.
So. Yeah, I don't mind warning Byron Dorgan that we're going to take this to him. He's talking about S-2917, that is the Net Neutrality Act, also known as the COPE Act. And Glenn, if you're not aware of this, this could really affect you because it's going to price out anybody that wants to use broadband to do real-time streaming or real-time audio or video on the computer. That means you might have a problem doing your job.
Certainly. They're trying to bid it up to the highest bidder to restrict the free flow of information so they can put a price on it and make money off of it. And if they can't put a price on it, how can they make money? So that's the whole issue there.
If they price people out of this, obviously
correct.
It's going to have dire consequences to the information war. Look, people, if you're interested in this, and you better be, go to savetheinternet.com. They make it real easy for you. They got a form that's already filled out. They'll tell you who your senators are. At least do that. At least sign their petition. They got at least a million or more people now joining the crusade to, God forbid, try to stop the Senate from passing this bill. You can take it one step farther and go right at your local senators, especially the ones, we won't mention their names today, but running for president. I think they need to help us with this as well. But this is a dire circumstance, and I'm glad you brought it up. Again, savetheinternet.com to get more information about that. The bill is S-2917. We must stop this so that we can all do our jobs here and keep the information rolling. Let's go to James in Maryland. James, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello. I was calling to say that I believe that everybody who's looking at this situation, I mean the big picture, like we can beat it. I don't believe that we can. I believe that we've turned away from the Father, and that we're going to reap what we've sowed. I think it's already over. And
okay, well, let's just give up and go have some fun then. What am I even bothering to do this for?
I'm not saying to give up. I'm saying all of this information that I've gotten from Alex Jones and yourself is telling me to repent. If we were to repent, it would be a great, a lot stronger thing than anything that we could do politically.
Well, I know I can speak for Alex. He has repented, yet we're still seeing more police state actions and more regional government coming into play. And I appreciate the call, and we, you know, like everybody's opinions here. That's what's great about this show. No screening of the calls. We put everybody on the air. We get everybody's 2 cents worth. Glenn, I mean, is repenting going to help us?
Well,
with the regional
I don't
government?
Know about repenting, but we do know that if you go out and vote, as the people did in the campaign that elected Brian Bilbray to the Congress, that's one thing that these people in Washington understand. And if we can unseat Cannon in Utah next week, I think that we'll seal make the case that we're not. And I think the Bilbray thing already turned it around. We are not going to have amnesty. What we have to do now is insist that our government enforce the law. And we're down here on the border. We're America's eyes on the border. We're the only nonprofit corporation, objective nonprofit corporation. We have our own aircraft. We'll be doing live video every Saturday at 1 o'clock. We can report to you what's going on.
How do you support yourself doing all of this, Glenn?
We had a fundraising campaign going with a conservative group in Washington, D.C. for almost 4 years, and it's beginning to pay off. So we're beginning to build up a base of people who are supporting us. And that's how. Now, I put a little money into it, and I had some other resources that I put in. I actually had to buy the airplane and lease it to American Border Patrol, but I did that. But
it would be nice if the protection money we're paying to the government in the form of our IRS checks would actually go to funding a real-time operation like yours that actually works. But
see, we're the only organization that went and flew the entire Arizona-Mexico border and reported, after the AP reported that the National Guard was there, we kept them honest. We came back and said, that's nonsense. So they came out and said, yes, you're right, they're not there. So we're going to report to you what's going on, and it's very important.
When you bring up Bilbray, who won that precedent-setting election in California just a few weeks ago, this is the thing. I mean, here's what Bush tells us. He cares about the country. He wants to protect us. He wants to lock down the border. 6 years later, it's gotten worse, not better. I mean, is Bilbray using a buzzword here to try to steal votes from the Democrats, or does he authentically, because I've heard the guy's pretty corrupt, to be honest with you, is he authentically going to stand up to this amnesty program and to this superstate?
Oh, I don't think he has any choice now. He was elected to Congress on that basis.
I like that. See, when they run on immigration, when they run on border security, you have a better chance to hold their feet to the fire.
That's
but
correct.
This is playing right into the hands of a sweep here in the midterm elections, I got to tell you. And hey, let's face it, Rove ain't stupid. Okay, he might be a lot of things, but Turd Blossom is not stupid. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show with Glenn Spencer.
Hey, how's it going, Jack, Glenn? Hey, about the North American Union and United Nations and European Union, I watched this Christian movie the other day. They mentioned how the CFR and the UN are like drafting plans to divide the world up into like 10 sections. North American Union being the one, South American Union.
Yeah, I've heard it's 4, actually, and this is the
really?
Fourth one we're talking about today. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's supposedly in the Bible, too, and then with the European Union being the revival of the Roman Empire. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how we can defeat this. I mean, if it comes down to defending our country and defending our land and our freedoms, I think they're going to screw us over.
It doesn't matter if we can or if we can't. We have to. We
that's
have
correct.
To try. In fact, If people now are feeling negative about our chances in defeating this, then I can only say redouble and triple your efforts. I mean, the bottom line is here, if we had about another million guys like Glenn Spencer, this wouldn't be a problem. I'm sorry to say. I'm sorry to throw the responsibility on you, the listeners, and the friends and the people you talk to, but that's just a fact, Glenn.
I give you that.
Absolutely. We've had people, though, like Jim Gilchrist and his Minuteman Project. We've had D.A. King. We've had a lot of great Americans join the battle in the last year or two. And they're really making a difference all across America.
Richard, go out, have a neighborhood meeting in your community.
That's right.
Print up some of the information from Glenn's side or from Infowars.com or my website. Get yourself well-versed on it. Get a video if you need to show and make a presentation and stand with your neighbors against this. And I tell you, if we all did that right now, we would see this never having a chance for here to come. I mean, the people in the European Union right now have recently become nationalists. It might be too late for them, but even they are holding back the New World Order. Even they are holding back regional government, a new constitution, and in the sense of England anyway, one currency and one army. So even they, after it's almost too late, are starting to roll this back. We got to keep that in mind. Glenn, stay with me. We'll be right back after this, folks.
Sure,
this is the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Glenn Spencer with us. Again, you're going to want to go to his website, AmericanBorderPatrol.com. He's a great guest on this program or any program. And Glenn, I got to say, I was up at the Rumble at the Ranch up in Crawford, Texas. You came in and out so fast that I didn't get a chance to shake your hand, but I do want to compliment you for being the only one of the people at that Minuteman rally who were talking about this global regional government. And I was back behind the stage saying, look, man, you guys got to talk about this. You got to talk about the biometric IDs and passports as a solution for all of this. and for some reason they don't want to rock the boat, but you certainly didn't mind rocking the boat a little bit.
No, I didn't, and I think the people responded. They understood what I was saying, as you saw.
All those guys, I talked to them behind the scenes, Gilchrist, they all know about this, but I think that what they're afraid of is, and I hate to use the word afraid, what they're being very careful of is offending Republicans who they consider their biggest supporters. And that's why we heard a lot of Ann Coulter rah-rah and Michelle Malkin rah-rah at that event. But you were great, and you really told it like it is, and I think that if there are any more Minutemen rallies, we're going to hear these issues brought up. And again, that's thanks for you kind of leading the way. We're just about out of here, and I can maybe get another call in, but I want to make sure you've got everything on the record today, Glenn, that you want to say. So is there anything we've missed here, anything you think is important?
I think you were saying it right there. We're talking to some people out there who can make a difference. And the one thing that I try to tell people is if you are waiting for the real thing, you don't have to wait any longer. This is not a rehearsal. This is not a drill. This is the real thing. If you were holding back all of your talents and your efforts, for the right time, this is it.
What do you make of some of the, I guess, all hope is lost attitude by some of the listeners today? I mean, I'm not trying to pound on the great listeners, but look, I mean, I can't sit back and do nothing,
well,
Glenn.
It's tough. You know, it's hard to maintain a position of resistance to this thing. I oftentimes would like to just pack it up and go off and smell the flowers, but there's something in me that tells me I can't, and that's up to the individual, I guess.
It certainly is, but don't sit around and cry about it once it happens if you didn't do anything to prevent it. And again, I don't want to be hard on people, or let's just call it what it is. I do want to be hard on people, Glenn. I want to slap people around a little bit here and make sure they wake up and know that they can do something. Like I said, we're looking at the European Union now. Those people have stood up against the new EU Constitution. They're fighting like rabid dogs over there to try to fend this thing off. Too bad they didn't see it coming as we saw it coming again. I don't know why we have a crystal ball here, Glenn, but we see all this stuff coming. Unfortunately, it's almost too late for the people of Europe. We don't want to stand by and wait till they've already put this all together and then have to start rolling it back.
We can still turn this thing around and put our country back together again. We're at a choice point, and I hope that people make the right choice.
Christina, you'll have the final word with Glenn Spencer today. Thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks. I think I do have a good word to tell you. I am calling you from the hub of the NAFTA Superhighway, Kansas City.
And, that's right. That's where the new Customs Department's going to be in Kansas City.
I'd like Kansas City to know this, that they are putting it right in our face, and they are putting it on a street in the West Bottoms right by the railroad tracks. And the name of the street is Liberty Street. Does that tell you something? They're trying to put it right in our face.
It's like the Patriot Act. Sure. Doublespeak.
And Mr. Gutierrez of kcsmartport.com and the United Missouri Bank, I don't mind saying it, are the ones, okay, that are directly involved in this.
Well, Glenn,
so
can the
Kansas
people...
Kansas City can wake up.
Let me ask Glenn real quick before we got to go. Glenn, what can the people of Kansas City do to stop that action from going in there? What are they going to do?
Of course, they have zoning capability. They have police power with their city councils, whatever local government is there. They can intervene, take it to court.
Write me, write Alex, write Glenn Spencer, and we'll try to help you with that. AmericanBorderPatrol.com. Glenn, you've been a great guest. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks.
Keep up the
much,
good work,
Jack.
Buddy. We'll be right back after this, folks. Stay tuned.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.